So I want to emphasize this today. So we're going to talk about Isaiah 28, verse 10. For the Bible says, for he says, or God says, precept upon precept, command upon command, precept upon precept, rule upon rule, rule upon rule, here a little and there a little. But in these scriptures, it refers to the stumbling of Judah over the new religions, the doctrines and spiritual experiences that Messiah, Jesus, the stone and foundation, found in Isaiah 28, 16, that he would bring to men, all right? And the reason is that Israel, for the purpose that Israel would not fall to the doctrines of false religions contrary to God's word and then end up backsliding. To become, like the Bible says, to become drunken men and be broken, bound to spirits of religion, rebellion and religion. But the purpose of that was to advance knowledge that would come from God. Excuse me here. This also is to forewarn of the coming apostasy, the abandonment of belief in the one true and living God to the generations that would follow after. Think about this. Consider this. This scripture given over 750 years ago. More than that, excuse me. That's another scripture. Where this was prophesied would take place in generations after. We are that generation. We're experiencing the apostasy that has taken place in the ecclesia, in the church of Jesus Christ. So stay with me on this. It sounds negative, but it's going to come out positive. Watch. So today's message, precept by design, and how God's word from precepts, his commands, his rules, can have an effect on the life of a believer. And from the beginning of Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, God's precept, his principle, his command by design. Somebody say command by design.
Command by design.
Watch this. From the very beginning, in Genesis 1:3, God said, let there be light, and light became. In Genesis 1:4, and God saw the light, and it was good, it was beautiful. God's precepts, his rule, his command, and his code. Better said, God's command, his rules, his guidelines to understand and to follow. God's directives to live a kingdom life with kingdom purpose. You heard the prophecy. A life full of love, mercy, grace, that is prosperity, wealth with success that is available to every believer. And then God continues to come forth with a precept by design. He says to seek God's heart first, seek his kingdom, to know Jesus as he truly is. And to truly know Jesus as Savior. Come on, saints. Oh God, let it erupt in your spirit. Come on. To know Jesus as Savior. To know him as Redeemer. Come on. To know him as Healer. To know him as provider. Not just a word or just a conversation, but to literally know that you know that you know. Sika bo'osaka. That Jesus is exactly who his word describes him to be. So we're going to help you out today. Just a little tidbit, and then we're going to go into this concept of Palm Sunday. The Bible says that Jesus knew the effects of anxiety. He knew the effects of worry. Fear that would target the minds of his beloved. So what does Jesus do? He offers himself as a cure. Somebody say cure. For these issues and every issue that comes across your path. All done through precept, through principle, rule, command, and decree. With God's design in effect. And in Matthew 6:25, the Holy Spirit inspires a prophet or the apostle to write and explain the cure. Somebody say cure.
Cure.
Cure for anxiety. Verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, stop being worried or anxious. So to this generation, we say, just chill. Don't be perpetually acting in a way that never ends. Don't be uneasy. Don't be distracted about your life. As to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, as to what you will wear. This is what Jesus said. He puts a question before his disciples. He says, is life not more than food? And the body more than clothing? Did you hear the prophetic word released? Come on, did you hear the prophetic word? Don't worry about this stuff. It's only temporary. Let's go to the screen, guys. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a young lady working on the screen now, in the back also. All right. Let's go to Matthew 6, verses 30 through 33. And I'm going to slow down because I'm getting, they're doing a translation from English into Spanish over here. And I want my brother to receive all that God has for him in his native language. Is that okay? If you say no, I'm going to do it anyway. So, all right, here we go. Matthew 6, verse 30. And this is in the AMP. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive and green today, and tomorrow it is cut down, thrown as fuel into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith. Therefore, don't be worried or anxious, perpetually uneasy or distracted, saying, what are we going to eat? Or what are we going to drink? Or what are we going to wear? For the pagan, the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. But do not worry. My God, my God. For your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Here's the code here. Here's the cure for anxiety in these things, saints. Verse 33. But first and foremost, importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness. Listen to this. His way of doing and being right. The attitude or the posture, the attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given unto you. Come on. Yes. Come on, saints. God's precept, his command by design. Somebody say, precept by design. See, we're here on Sunday afternoon, and I'm getting a vision of what's going to take place during this week as we step into Resurrection Sunday. Angels have been dispensed. Ministering angels have been assigned to your lives. They're going to assist you. If you receive this day, they're going to assist you in this week to get you to that place on Resurrection Sunday to have a supernatural experience by God himself. To the triumphal entry into Jerusalem by Jesus reveals God's plan for the salvation of humanity. It is a plan by design. Come on, saints. God planned this thing all out. He planned it all out. Even before he said, let there be light. The triune God Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all incorporating together. Come on, networking together to bring about one of the greatest works that man cannot boast of. It is the power for eternal salvation. Come on. Oh my God, I'm going to throw water. No, I'm not going to throw oil. I'm going to throw water on you. Wake you up. Come on, saints. So in Matthew 21, the biblical Palm Sunday account, a cheering crowd greeting Jesus along the road. And the Bible says that some spread their garments on the ground. They threw down leafy branches they had cut from the fields. And in the Gospel of John, they were branches from palms. A tree that symbolized victory and triumph. Is somebody in the house? Hallelujah. So when you leave here, run over to Costco, buy a palm tree plant, and start waving it all week. Come on. Victory and triumph over your lives. In the Gospel of Matthew, people began to shout, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. How many of you here tonight have come in the name of the Lord? That's it. How many of you here tonight have come in the name of the Lord? And the Bible says that you're blessed. How? You're blessed coming in and you're blessed going out. You're blessed when you wake up and you're blessed when you go to sleep. You're blessed at the dinner table. You're blessed when you're with your spouse. You're blessed when you're with your children and your children's children. Is somebody in the house? Because I'm going to get excited today. Blessed is he or the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. The word Hosanna was a plead for salvation that man could not give. With the expression of adoration, love, devotion, reverence, worship, praise, and thanksgiving in their lives, and yet not understanding what is about to take place in the days that would follow. Great celebration, party time, clothes being thrown, palm leaves being waved back and forth, party time, hallelujah, we got a king. He's going to save us from the Romans. He's going to restore Israel. Oh, it's all great and it's all fun and it's all celebration time. Because they did not know what was going to take place down the road. So let's have some participation here. I want to have a little bit of fun here. And let's break this down. Imagine the scene 2,000 years ago. On the road to Jerusalem, Jesus riding on the donkey, and everything that is there is symbolic. It has a prophetic symbolism to it. But we don't have time to go into all those. Everything from the donkey to the palm trees and the road to Jerusalem, all symbolic. So consider, just imagine yourself being there 2,000 years ago, Jesus coming down, riding on, and all the celebration, come on, all this going on, good old time, having a good time. But after the party's over, and the reality of why Jesus came, consider what was taking place, and then the follow after, the aftermath of the crucifixion. Can you imagine? What went on in the minds of all those who were worshiping and celebrating and singing Hosanna to the King of Kings? Come on. And then let's go beyond that after the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Where everybody just fled and abandoned Jesus at the moment. But then on the third day, which the Bible describes a resurrection, the women of faith, come on. First ones on the scene. Come on, ladies. Come on, guys. Listen to the women were the first ones on the scene. They ran to the tomb. And they discovered that the rock was rolled away. And an angel of the Lord was there. And Mary peeked her face into the empty tomb. And behold, Jesus was not there. Come on, imagine that for a moment. And then she goes back and tells the disciples, he is God. Whew. Sorry, guys. He is risen. Jesus has resurrected. Come on. Imagine that, being there on the scene for that. I'm going to ask you to think about that. What would you have done at the moment of the celebration and now the time of crucifixion? What would you have done? Just think about it. And the Bible says that after the procession to what the Bible explains as the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, your Bible says Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple, and there Jesus began to teach, to explain the significance, the importance, the seriousness, the gravity to what, why he was sent to earth in the form of man from his Father in glory to redeem humanity from sin. Jesus is now in the holy city, Jerusalem. And Jesus began to teach his disciples many parables. One of the lessons about the 10 virgins to the five, about the 10 virgins. To the five virgins who were wise and to the five who were foolish, Matthew 25. And then from many of the parables, the talents, to the foretelling of his death, Jesus is now anointed for a third time. Oh, God in heaven. For the third time, and he goes before he goes to the cross, John 12, verses 1 through 9. Let's go to the screens, guys and girls. Oh, I didn't give you that one. Sorry. So in Matthew 26, 1, Jesus explains that in 2 days after the feast of the Passover, that I, the Son of Man, will be betrayed and to be crucified. Saints, God's precept, his command by design, God's perfect plan for the salvation of humanity. From this precept to precept, line upon line, to each command given to him by his Father, to say every step that Jesus took, every direction from his Father, Jesus successfully accomplishes what he was sent to act on and to say. Jesus becomes the means, the method, the man to which man could receive eternal salvation. This prelude, the introduction. Somebody say introduction. The triumphal entry, this prelude to God's power to demonstrate resurrection power, the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Please hear this. Please hear your brother in the faith tonight. God's plan and purpose. Holy Spirit, just take hold of this. Let it come alive in our spirit right now. We give you permission, do what you need to do in us today. God's plan and purpose, saints, must remain solid, pure, continuous, well-established, well-founded in the life of every believer. This follows a pattern founded on God's precepts by design in the life of every believer. Listen to this. God's precept, his working principles mandated for your lives. To whosoever would call upon the Lord Jesus to be saved. It's the element, the patterns that follow God's precepts by design. It becomes a fulfillment to every word God promises to the life of every believer. It's established. Come on, it's a spiritual law. God spoke it, God created it, and God mandates it. Sepulturia ramasi. As to the cure from anxiety and fear, God's precept by design, to the deliverance from the assignments of oppression, abuse, maltreatment, physically, emotionally, and spiritually as somebody in the house. To the deliverance of depression, sadness, sorrow, and discouragement. To the deliverance from sickness, disease, all forms of infirmity, frailties, impairments, and alignments. To the promise of God's precepts by design, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit operating in you and through you. To the development, the maturing of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, increasing in the life of the believer. to the surprise with relief and freedom in the life of the unbeliever, praying them into the kingdom of God for their salvation, to the elements of surprise by the destruction to the kingdoms of darkness and their kings as who are anointed by God, declared the binding of those that will declare the binding power against them, and to the impartation of the laying on of hands to heal the sick, all part of God's plan. Come on, all part of God's design. And to the power of intercession, somebody, prayer and fasting to open prison doors, to set captives free because the anointing of God is upon you. To the same development for an excellent spirit in you that is in Daniel through consecration and intimacy with the Lord. To the confirmation to the believer's salvation founded on their own confession through faith. That's defined in Romans 10, 9, 10 on the screen, please. Shibikia, a defining work by the Holy Spirit himself. Shekoba Sidiki, a precept by design. Mos ere briti masaka. Come on, let's everybody read this together. Ready? That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, come on, you will be saved. Come on, you will be saved. It's a guarantee. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Come on, God's precept by design. Hallelujah. So this message was coming together. Some of you have been probably noticing this palm tree, this palm leaf up here. And this message was coming up to me, and I went, gosh, man, this is good. And I got a vision by the Lord. And this concept of God's precept by design, what God has designed for our lives. Amen. Now, I don't know who this is for, but God put this so deep in my spirit today. Whatever you're going through, come on, whatever circumstance is going on with you, whatever the situation, you're not alone. Come on, you're not alone in this. God is with you. Amen. God has prepared you. Yes. Brother, I just don't have enough faith. Let me give you something here. So when this was coming forth, I went, Jesus, my God. Man, there's times in our lives when the faith of God that is in us, it's not happening. The faith doesn't seem to be active in us. The faith that God has given us. Amen? Sometimes it feels like it's dormant. Not dead, it's just dormant and it's not active. It's in those moments when you don't have enough strength in yourself to rely upon the faith that God has put in your life. You know what God does? Watch this. When that faith in you is dormant, it's lying flat, and that faith, it's just not happening, and you don't have enough strength to pull that faith into activity, you know what God does? Somebody. Kara, you know what he does? He does what he did in the beginning. He breathes life. He breathes his breath, the breath of the Ruach HaKodesh, upon that faith that is in you. And you know what happens? Resurrection takes place. Come on. Resurrection takes place. Watch this. Even when you didn't know God and had no faith in God, the faith that was in you, that faith that was in you was dormant. Come on. When you had no faith, the Spirit of God, the Ruach HaKodesh, you're dead. Your spirit man is dead. No faith. God breathes faith upon you and causes faith to come up in you so that you can make the confession. Come on, that you make that confession that Jesus is for you. Amen. That you would receive salvation. Do you receive that today? Come on, you receive that today? Because in those times, there's just times you just don't have enough in you to pray or to intercede or to get along with God, and you're desperate. And God sees it. And he wants you to know that you're not alone. He's with you. God is with you. And in those moments, pratosaka, Holy Spirit will breathe upon you and he will cause an activation of that faith, that gift of faith in you to come up and to come alive, to be able to do what you thought you weren't able to do. Is somebody in the house? The breath of God. That's the faith of the Holy Spirit. See, even in the beginning when nothing was existing, God as faith, God who is faith, puts faith into action and speaks. His breath, let there be light. Come on. And light became. God put himself as faith into action. And out of nothing, God creates something. The command of God, here a little, the command of God, here a little, there a little, some today and more tomorrow. Every day is a progression, saints. Most city because every day is a progression of God working in you and through you to establish his kingdom in the earth. Come on. Every time you do something for Yahweh, every time you pray for somebody, every time you do something for somebody, you're establishing the kingdom of God in the earth. You're reflecting everything that Jesus is that's in you. And those that you're attending to, they see that. You're having an effect in the earth, revealing his kingdom for his kingdom people. Is somebody in the house? I don't know who this is for. How many here don't know that you're anointed by God? You don't know that you're anointed by God. Yes, you do. I know you do. Don't make me crazy up here. Hallelujah. See, to know that you're anointed by God gives you the understanding and the knowledge to operate and function as the Spirit of God would lead you to function. Amen? And I pray in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit that this Holy Week will bring a transformation in you. That the Spirit of revelation will come upon you as you seek God out. And then as you seek God out, revelation will come to this divine order of this Holy Week, taking you into Good Friday. So that when you break bread, when you have communion with God on Good Friday, it will prepare you for a revelation of this resurrection power of Jesus that lives in every one of you. Somebody. Shikabas. Serebukaba ariareka. Okay, we got more here, but I'm being instructed to wrap this up. Okay, yeah, we're going to connect. We're going to connect today with tomorrow. Shiki vukasadaka. All right. Every ear open. Get your eyes off Brother Michael. Get your eyes on Jesus. Come on, get your eyes on Jesus. Somebody here, we're going to wrap. Somebody here, you've got a stomach condition. It's a word of knowledge. You have a stomach condition. You're here. This is not to embarrass you. You know exactly what God's speaking about. We're not going to call it out in detail. You have a stomach condition. This precept by design, this word is for you right here and right now. Go ahead and place your hand upon your stomach. Don't think about anything other than giving God glory, giving God honor, and giving God praise. Maybe somebody on home, somebody at home that's online right now, a stomach condition. Place your hand upon your stomach. And allow Holy Spirit to do what this word is presenting to do in you and for you. Somebody has been slammed with migraines this week. This precept by design is here for you right now. Somebody here today, maybe online as well, is in a financial dilemma. Listen to the word of God. This precept by design is for you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Sivikis. Sidiki. Hear the introduction to this cure for anxiety. God's precept by design is here for you right now. Fear, depression, whatever it is, the precept by design is for you here right now. Shikibas. Shikababrutumas Siddiqui. Paul, the precept by design is on your toe right now. Sidibukas Siddiqui. This precept by design for someone who's going through a very, very challenging relationship with their spouse is somebody here. Come on. That precept by design is for you right now. To the parent that is having a struggle with their child, Shikebos Sotoriar, this precept by design is here for you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Here you go. I hear it as clear as day. Somebody suffering from insomnia. The precept by design is here for you right here and right now. Shiki viki. Shibukas. Sidibre. The list, I just see a list going on and on. Somebody here, Baraka, your child is bound to drugs. Shaka, precept by design is here for that child right now. Simply ask God for it. Somebody's son or daughter incarcerated, the extension of their time to being served is going to be reduced dramatically based on this precept of design by the word of God. Sebrutumas, Sidibrukovasi. If somebody has been waiting to purchase a home, it's been a transition for the Lord saying, 3 years. You've been wanting to purchase a home. The precept by design for you, Maprata Bokosaka, is here today in Jesus' mighty name. To your resume that you put out. Did this go out? And you can come and talk to me after the service. If this is you, we're not here to embarrass anybody. But that condition in that organ in your body, and you know who you are. Hallelujah. This precept by design is here for you. What you were not able to control will come under control, says the Spirit of the living God. And to you who is here or online, the waiting time for you to launch out in your ministry is now by precept and by design. According to the word of God. And I'm speaking these words, but over here I hear the voice of God saying, hindrances, hindrances. Whatever has become a hindrance for you to advance and to move forward into whatever God is asking you or commanding you to do, this precept by design is available for you right here and right now in Jesus' mighty name. And would somebody give God a shout in the house? God's precept by design, his command upon command, all founded and formulated through Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. To the evidence of his death on the cross, to the divine intervention, to the divine power of resurrection, with the evidence of his ascension. Sibiki. Saints, don't stop. Don't stop celebrating on what is profound in the resurrection power of Christ. Don't stop. Step into the moment and recognize not only the resurrection power of Jesus, but the power of ascension. Hallelujah. Where he returned to the Father. Yes, After all that he did, he returns to the Father in all of his glory, and he sits at the right hand of Abba himself, taking his position to rule. Ooh, Karabapa, to rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, Ramasaraka. And so with that said, I've got to stop. There's more here, but we got to stop. To the King of Glory, the Lord of Lords, he who is Alpha and Omega, he who is Jehovah, he who is Jesus, the great I am. Somebody give a shout. Give a shout in the house of God tonight. For this triumphal entry that took place over 2,000 years ago. Amen. Hallelujah. Bas Surabiki. We don't do this often on a Sunday afternoon or Monday night service, but I know I have to do this today. Anybody here or watching online, you are not saved. You need to get saved. There are no guarantees for tomorrow. Hello? You may have plans for next week, but you may not make it to Resurrection Sunday. You're not hearing me. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. There's no guarantee I'll be here tomorrow to give the message that we have prepared. But there's an assurance. Come on. There's an assurance. If that's the case, I leave this earth, I will be in glory for eternity because I am saved by the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. If you are here today watching online, and you are not saved, I'm going to ask you to stand up in the sanctuary. We're going to call you to the altar. We're going to pray over you, not only for your salvation, but there'd be an activation and impartation of the Holy Spirit and power upon your life. If that is you, I'm going to ask you to stand up in the sanctuary. Nobody's standing. You're all saved, all born again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking. Come on up, sister. Come on. Tongue-talking, devil-rebuking. You're all born again. Hallelujah. Come on. One soul. If one soul comes in the kingdom, this was all worth it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen and amen. Stay with us here. Some of you, and I know what I know, Maraka, you need to reconciliate yourself before God. You're balanced out there doing the things that are not. Anyway, we'll just leave that. You need to reconciliate yourselves. Come on up quickly. We want to pray for you. We're going to anoint you. Don't be embarrassed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is here. The Holy Spirit is here for a moment of reconciliation as well. Amen. Countdown. Those of you in line, if that's you, give us a thumbs up and we'll connect with you. Sheka Babaka. Countdown. Come on, countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, praise the Lord. Come on, go to work. Your employer wants you to go to work. Extend your hands this way. Come on, and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Sheko Baba Satora La Ranamasi. Satara la rana ma santora la rama ba santara la rama si shantora ya raka. So I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. Speak English?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Hallelujah. Okay, just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. The sins I'm aware of. And the sins that I'm not aware. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. That I may serve you. All the days of my earthly life. And Jesus. I believe. That the Father raised you from the dead. You died, was buried, and was resurrected. And that right now you sit at the right hand of the Father.
And you sit at the right hand of the
Father. Interceding for me.
Interceding for me.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
Because now I know.
Because now I know.
According to the promise of your word.
According to the promise.
I am saved.
I am saved.
You have given me eternal life.
You have given me eternal life.
Through the power of resurrection.
The power of resurrection.
And the blood you shed 2,000 years ago.
Amen,
amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Come on. Give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. The Bible says one soul comes into the kingdom of God, 10,000 angels rejoice. Come on, there's a sound in heaven right now. There's a sound radiating through the corridors of time right now. One soul coming into the kingdom of God. Now, Father, in the name, come on, keep praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray, Lord, for the baptism of the Holy Spirit upon her life right now. Baptize her. Fill her with your Shekinah, oh God. Let her feel the weight of your kabod, the weight of your glory upon her life. In Jesus' mighty name. Shekefu babaka. And I call forth the gift of glossalia, the spiritual language that only you can activate, Lord Jesus. Let it come forth. Father, in your time and with your purpose, in Jesus' mighty name. And the Lord is telling me to tell you today, what's your first name?
Rebecca.
The Lord's, I hear the Father speaking. He's telling me to tell you today that although it seems as if your prayers have been unanswered, they've been in the waiting. God says, because of your confession today, go before him again and begin to pray. And as you pray, you're going to see those things, the hindrances of your non-confession of salvation that are holding back those prayers from coming to pass. They will come to pass. And God's telling me to tell you, pray for that daughter. Continue to pray for her. And you'll see a demonstration of God's love and power on her life. And the evidence will be, is that here's a word for you. The evidence will be she's going to make contact with you and begin to confess what she's done. That in that moment, prayer will go forth on her behalf, says God. And she too will receive salvation and deliverance from the onslaught of the enemy, says the Spirit of the living God. Let's go here. Can we? Come on. It's not a show. This is not a show. Go to work. Come on. Begin to pray. In the same way you had others pray for you, we need you to pray for her as well. This is your sister in the faith now. I said your sister in the faith now. So today I introduce myself to you, my daughter. And I do call you my daughter. For I love thee with an encompassing, embracing love. Today you will come to know me, not only as Savior and as Lord, but you will come to know me as healer. By the power of my word today, I go into this area of thy heart, a place where no man can go, says the Lord. And I begin to do a work to heal the brokenness of thy heart and to bring healing to the laceration, the wound that is set there, says God. For even by this, you too will come to know the supernatural power of my spoken word when it's applied. That as my words go forth, they go forth to accomplish the very thing that I send them to do, and they do not return empty or void to me. Today, this word upon thy life, first and foremost, the free gift of salvation through the life of my son, and the empowerment of my spirit now abiding in you to carry you into the days that are ahead, to heal those areas within thy heart of hearts, says the Lord. By this too, watch this, I will teach you surrender, what it means to surrender or to forfeit the things that have been holding you back from approaching me successfully, says the Lord. And I don't know, and again, it's just, there's that whole teaching and so on, but In the spirit, I see you praying before the Lord. I see you on your knees, next to your bedside there, Shekebos, sitting, and I see you praying and still to this day wondering why your prayers haven't been answered. God says, I am moving now. And the result of that submission and that surrender, says the Lord, will bring about the very thing that you've asked me to do in you and for you, says the Spirit of the living God. Amen, amen, and amen. One more time, somebody give God praise in the house. Okay, so what you need, I'll get a hug, sure. Praise Lord. So what we're going to want you to do, let you know we're here for you. If you need discipleship, if you're not going to church, let us know. If you don't have a Bible, we'll get you a Bible. But let us help you get into it. You're welcome to make this your church. We're a little bit different here. But if you need a church to go to on a regular basis, like on a Sunday morning, let us know and we'll direct you to one of those churches. But get yourself into a place where you can be discipled and into the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. All right, saints. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this week of transition? Amen. So we want to make ourselves available to you today. In my mind, I'm thinking it's a Monday night, but it's not. It's a Sunday afternoon. So we want to be able to pray for you. For those of you who would like prayer, amen, you may get in line. Oh, un momento, por favor. So thank you, Pastor Manuel. The tithes, go ahead. Just stand up. Get your envelopes. Lift them up. Come on. Your tithes, your offering. Lift them up. Stand up. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, lift up your envelopes today. If you don't have an envelope, get one. If there's no money in it, we get it. We want to be able to pray for your prayer requests as well. So let's lift them up. Those of you joining us online, please continue with us as we pray into the tithes and offerings. And then we'll excuse you from the service in just a minute. All right, saints, you all look, come on. Get happy. Come on, we're approaching Resurrection Sunday, man. I'm just ready to spit some more. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, your Christ, your anointed one, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, and our Healer, you, Jesus, who are our provider, I ask you now that the intervention of multiplication upon these tithes and offerings begin to manifest immediately. Lord, we pray into these tithes and offerings with the blessings of God to multiply as you did with the two fishes and the five loaves. That as Jesus blessed the provisions that he had and offered them unto you, you in turn caused a multiplication to take two fishes and five loaves and feed over 5,000 men, women, and children. It's in the Word. It's the authority and the power that's in your Word. So we declare multiplication upon these tithes and these offerings. According to your word, that as your sons and daughters give in their offering here today, not only in the tithes, but in their labors of love for your kingdom, that it would come back to them good measured, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And all of God's people say, amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated in the house. We want to excuse those of you that are online right now. Thank you for joining us. We will be here on Good Friday. We will not be live streaming, but if you're in the neighborhood, please come down and have communion with us. We're going to break bread. We're going to have some time of worship. Makol Sarekam. And then we will be here on Resurrection Sunday, 3 o'clock right away. Worship's going to go forth, a full afternoon of worship, and we'll see what the Spirit of God is going to do at that time. So with that said, on this Palm Sunday, 2023, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you, the Lord be gracious unto you, that the Lord Jesus would lift up his countenance upon you and give you his shalom, his peace. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. We will see you now on Resurrection Sunday.